we're back again for episode 3 of Fact Trekkers.
We are so excited to be back for another edition of our fact-filled podcast.
Since you're here in episode 3, you probably already know us.
But hey, let's introduce ourselves anyway. I am Ben. I am the son.
I'm Steve. I'm the dad.
And together, we are the Fact Trekkers.
And we're so excited to have you along for another fact-filled adventure.
In our last episode, we talked about everything from massive dogs to tiny snails to Alexander the Great.
And we had a great time. It was really sweet.
Especially because we talked about sweets from around the world.
Well, I wonder where our journey will take us this time.
I'm not sure, but I know where it will start.
I do too. It will most certainly start with the Fact Off.
Man, I can't wait to see what fun facts we will throw at each other today.
Yeah, I love the Fact Off. It's such a fun frenzy of fascinating facts.
And while they sure are random, they are all true.
I'll throw the first one out there. The fastest pitch ever thrown in a baseball game was clocked at 105.8 miles per hour. It was thrown by Aroldis Chapman of the Cincinnati Reds on September 24th, 2010.
Whew, that is fast. Let's slow things down. Slowest mammal on Earth is the three-toed sloth at 0.15 miles an hour.
Sloths may be slow, but they're still impressive. In fact, they can hold their breath for longer than dolphins.
Not that they ever are out of breath. But here's a cool fact about an animal that never needs to come up for breath. Sharks have existed for longer than trees.
That's a fact you can sink your teeth into. Here's another. The planet Neptune was discovered in the year 1846, and in all the years since, it has completed only one orbit around the sun.
That fact is out of this world. Here's a fact about something that is in this world, but pretty darn rare. Astatine, element number 85, is Earth's least abundant naturally occurring element. Which is totally fine, because outside of academic applications, it's useless. Also, astatine is dangerous due to its radioactivity.
What is useful is us moving on to our next segment.
It's time for...
The main event. This is our segment with a bit more depth.
Right. Instead of bouncing from fact to fact, in the main event... We stay on topic, sharing all sorts of fun stuff on interesting subjects.
And we will never subject you to anything boring.
Seriously, Dad, that joke was so cheesy.
All part of the plan, because our first main event topic is just that, cheese.
Let's start this cheesy segment way back. While no one knows when cheese was first eaten, we know people have been enjoying it for a long time. There's evidence of cheese being stored in jars in ancient Egypt from 3000 BCE, while likely traces of the first cheese have been found in the Middle East and parts of Central Asia that may be thousands of years older than that.
Today, there are over 1,800 distinct types of cheese around the globe. They're categorized by their texture, flavor, and production methods.
The most popular cheese in America is cheddar, with mozzarella being a close second.
And ironically, the cheese bearing America's name is not technically cheese.
Right. American cheese is officially called pasteurized processed cheese food. It's made with ingredients like emulsifying agents like sodium phosphate and sodium citrate, and in fact, only has to contain 51% cheese.
I am not a fan.
Yeah, me neither. I'll take a fresh mozzarella, please. But no Roquefort, because the reason for its aroma and flavor is mold.
Right. There's a whole category of moldy cheeses like blue cheese and Stilton that do indeed feature molds. They're entirely safe to eat, and many people love them, but I agree, Ben. I prefer foods that aren't, you know, moldy.
Yeah, same. Cheese is delicious on its own, but it's also used in a lot of foods, and that goes way beyond pizza.
Cheese is used in everything from breakfast, lunch, and dinner foods, and even in sweets.
Some examples include cheesecake, cannolis, and of course, the cheese Danish, which does in fact originate from Denmark, where it's called wienerbrød.
Back to America. This country is the world's largest producer of cheese, with Wisconsin and California being the most prolific producers.
Speaking of large things, and Wisconsin, one of the biggest cheese wheels ever made was produced there in 2010. It was cheddar cheese and weighed in at 34,591 pounds.
Okay, that's a lot of cheese. You can make a lot of sandwiches or nachos or whatnot with all that.
Hey, speaking of nachos, did you know that the reason nacho cheese is liquid-like is because it contains an emulsifier called sodium citrate?
No, I did not. Tell me more.
Well, the chemical makeup of sodium citrate contains the elements sodium, abbreviated Na, carbon, abbreviated C, hydrogen, abbreviated H, and oxygen, abbreviated O. So the chemical makeup of sodium citrate is Na3C6H5O7, which spells, you guessed it, nacho!
Oh, really? Because I guessed it was time to move on to even more chemical makeups.
It is, because next up, we are talking about the elements.
At the time of this recording, there are 118 verified elements on the periodic table, though there will surely be more, as scientists discover new and exciting elements.
New, to be sure. Exciting? Not necessarily. Some elements, especially new ones, are just boring.
What are some of the most boring elements out there, Ben?
Well, there's oganesson, for example. Chemical symbol OG and atomic number 118. Oganesson is a gas that has no practical use and rapidly decays into other elements.
The OG boring element. A more useful element is gold, which, aside from being used for jewelry, is used in electronics, medical applications, the aerospace industry, and, of course, in finance. And if all the gold in the world were melted down and combined into one cube, it would measure 68 feet on all sides.
The most common element on Earth is oxygen, which makes up nearly half of the planet's landmass.
And hydrogen is the most common element of all, accounting for 75% of the visible universe.
Here's a cool fact. Fluorine is one of the most reactive elements known to science, with the most electronegativity of all elements, and it is highly corrosive. Yet, it is used in the production of Teflon, one of the most corrosion-resistant materials out there.
Smooth.
What's not smooth, aside from that dad joke, is diamond. The hardest thing on the Mohs scale, diamonds are made from pure carbon and are not smooth and shiny as we think of them when set into rings or bracelets. They are actually quite rough, and they are used in applications like industrial grinding and cutting.
I'll cut into another category of elements here, the noble gases. We always call those glowing signs neon, but in fact, the element neon can only glow red when subjected to an electric current. In order to get other colors, you need to use different gases. Argon glows blue, while xenon glows purple.
My favorite element is yttrium, atomic number 39.
Why is that your favorite?
I don't really know. I just like it. Maybe it's the name and its spelling. It starts with YT, yttrium. I'm a fan.
And I'm a fan of sports.
No, you're not.
Historically, that's true. I'm really not that into sports. But I do like history, and there's a lot of fascinating sports history.
Well then, let's play ball. Or horse racing. Or archery. Or lots of other sports, because people have been engaging in sporting competitions for thousands of years.
Believe it or not, my high school sport is one that historians think is the world's oldest.
I'll toss a guess into the ring. Is it wrestling?
Correct. Artistic evidence of wrestling can be found dating back anywhere from 15,000 to 20,000 years.
And wrestling developed independently all around the world. For example, Japan's famous sumo wrestling has origins dating back 2,000 years.
Some other ancient sports that are still popular today are...
archery!
Horse racing.
Fencing.
And video games. Just kidding. But you know, there are people who are hoping to make gaming an official part of the Olympic Games.
Ridiculous.
Totally agree.
Moving back to actual sports, and I do mean back, let's talk about the ancient Olympics.
The first Olympic Games were held in 776 BCE in the ancient Greek city of Olympia.
The earliest games featured relatively few events, including foot races, the long jump, shot put, javelin throwing, boxing, pancration, a combination of boxing and wrestling, and equestrian events.
Of course, over time, more events were added, as the Olympic Games gained popularity in the ancient Greek world.
Moving around the globe, one of the most popular ancient sports in Mesoamerica was the ball game known as alamalisle in the Nahuatl. This sport was played by many ancient cultures, including the Olmec, Maya, and Aztec. Players used the sides of their bodies to try to bounce a rubber ball through a stone hoop, often as part of religious ceremonies or to settle disputes.
Very cool. And while many people think lacrosse emerged from those same ancient Mesoamerican cultures, a precursor to the sport we know as modern lacrosse actually originated among indigenous peoples in eastern North America, possibly first among the Iroquois.
An ancient sport played by Aboriginal Australians was called Marngrook, which was rather like a traditional form of football, meaning a sport more like soccer, not like American football. Marngrook involved kicking and catching a ball, usually made of possum skin. It was played by groups of men from different tribes and was noted for its acrobatic leaps and bounds and challenging catches.
Wow, a lot of cool sports were being played a long time ago. But when did some of the sports we still play today start to emerge, though?
Not that ancient. For example, basketball only dates to the year 1891. It was invented by James Naismith, a physical education teacher from Canada who was looking for indoor physical activities for his students.
Right. He tied a peach basket to a gym's balcony.
Yep. And while tennis has roots as far back as 12th century France, it only took its current form in the late 19th century when the rules became standardized.
And table tennis, also known as ping pong, followed shortly thereafter, first being played in England in the mid-1880s.
So sports have been around for almost as long as modern humankind, and the types of sports we play are always changing and evolving, huh?
Yep. Who knows what will be the next big hit? I just hope it's physical, not digital, to be honest.
Me too. And honestly, I think we've given this all a sporting chance to hold people's interest. I think it's time we move on.
You mean two facts and a fake.
This is the one part of the podcast where not everything is actually factual.
That's right. We're going to serve up two awesome facts and one vile fake. Well, maybe not vile exactly, but not true either.
It's up to you, the listener, to try and guess which one is bogus. But don't worry, we'll reveal which ones were real and which was the fake at the very end of the episode.
Okay, let's do it.
Number one.
A sheep from New Zealand once escaped from its farm and went missing for 6 years. When it was found and finally shorn again, it had grown enough wool to make more than 20 men's suits.
Number two.
Before he completed his famous line of Campbell's soup can paintings, artist Andy Warhol had created similar prints featuring Coca-Cola cans. But a lawsuit from the company forced him to destroy the works before they were ever displayed.
Number three.
The moon has its own seismic activity in the form of moonquakes, which are caused by stresses caused by the gravitational forces of the Earth and the Sun. Some of the strongest moonquakes ever are estimated to have hit a 5.7 on the Richter scale, which is used to measure earthquakes on Earth.
Okay, there you have it. Which do you think was the fiction, and which two were the truth?
Two facts and a fake is always fun, but on a bittersweet note, it also means we're headed to the end of the episode.
Too true, and one fake. But we've had a lot of fun and learned a lot of great stuff today. Ben, what were some of your favorite facts from today's episode?
Ooh, let's see. I loved all the cheesy facts.
Hey, I thought our facts were cool. Oh, wait. Yeah, right, we talked about cheese.
Right, like the oldest cheese ever, the biggest cheese ever, and about nachos, too.
That we did. I love learning about how old sharks are. Older than trees. Oh, and sharks have been around for longer than dinosaurs, by the way, to sneak one more fact in there.
Nice. I guess it's time we reveal the fake now, huh?
Can't risk sending people out there without all their facts straight. Let's bring your sister in here. Scarlett, what do you think about the facts and the fakes?
I'm not sure, but I hope moonquakes aren't real because that just sounds cool.
Okay, here we go. A sheep from New Zealand once escaped from its farm and went missing for 6 years. When it was found and finally shorn again, it had grown enough wool to make more than 20 men's suits.
The moon has its own seismic activity in the form of moonquakes, which are created by stresses caused by the gravitational forces of the Earth and the Sun. Some of the strongest moonquakes ever are estimated to have hit a 5.7 on the Richter scale.
Before he completed his famous line of Campbell's soup can paintings, artist Andy Warhol had created similar prints featuring Coca-Cola cans, but a lawsuit from the company forced him to destroy the works before they were ever displayed.
Andy Warhol surely created a lot of art the world never saw. That's true of every prolific artist, but Coke cans? That was just made up.
Would have been cool, though. Anyway, that escaped sheep and quakes in the moon? Those are facts, folks.
What's also a fact is that this trek is at its end. Thanks for listening.
We'll catch you next time.